U.S. District Judge Thomas Thrash signed an order Monday that removed a block he placed on the provision last year. The move came after the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said the law should move forward. The portion of the law that was ruled on allows police to verify the immigration status of those committing a crime, but who fail to produce proper identification. Attorney and WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says the order allows authorities to move forward with enforcing the law as long as they're not overtly discriminatory.
They can do the, stop you, they can ask for identification, they can run the immigration background check, and if they find that the person is illegal, they can either detain them or turn them over to Homeland Security.
But under Thrash's order, the part of the law that makes it illegal for someone to knowingly harbor or transport an illegal immigrant while committing a crime remains blocked. And the lawsuit against the provision and other portions of the law will continue. Pate says how the provision and others like it are enforced could impact what happens next.
It's going to be interesting to see, once these laws go into effect, exactly how aggressively the states enforce them. And if they overdo it, then we may very well see some of these laws struck down.
Critics fear the provision will lead to racial profiling and be enforced inconsistently. But Frank Rotondo, who serves as executive director of the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police, doesn't believe it will cause abuse, especially in agencies which are state certified.
I could guarantee you the 100 agencies that are in our state certification program will have a good racial profiling policy. Those policies should exist in most departments already, stating that you have to have articulable facts to justify your stops of vehicles.
And Rotondo says he thinks the provision will be an extra tool, but he doesn't see most agencies changing their policies substantially, if at all. That's the case in the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office, which participates in the 287G program. In a statement, the office says it doesn't plan to amend its existing policies and procedures as a result of the new provision. But the Fulton County Police Department says it will work with the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police to develop policies, procedures, and training for the new law. Michelle Worth, WABE News.